What's going on, Kenfo? Welcome back to another episode of Key to the City Podcast. This is Kenfo Keone G, and we are back. Another week is upon us. Thank you to everybody that's been supporting the podcast. Whatever you've been doing, I certainly appreciate it. You had to do it, but you did. And thank for everybody that nominated us once again as a finalist for the Best of Jackson Best Media Platform out there. I think we nominated in two categories, so we appreciate that. This is our second year being a finalist. We won that thing back in 2020, so hopefully y'all help us bring it home. Christmas Eve is the last day to vote. And speaking of Christmas Eve, this episode is kind of like our Christmas special, so to speak. You dig? We kind of threw it together at the last minute, but it's all good. We got it done. Nevertheless, the gentleman that we're going to be speaking with today is a producer, music producer, definitely dope. I just got put on to him by one of my partners, Workhorse. Shout out to Workhorse. And Workhorse was part of a project they just dropped, Christmas, Juice City. And man, that thing jamming straight up. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought it was gonna be on some Nate Dogg, Santa Claus. It's coming straight from the ghetto, which was jamming. But I think this jam a little bit harder. So we'll find out more about him, where he's from, how long he's been in the game, things of that nature. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the city. My kinfolk, Chris Spade. What's going on, boss?
Good. How you doing, Dark?
I can't complain. Look like we got a little lag. Hopefully they don't interfere with us. How your day going so far?
Man, so far it's pretty good, man. Just getting these presents together for the daughter. You know, the day is fastly approaching, so I'm still in workshop mode.
Oh, facts. I think that's just a black folk thing. We gotta wait till the last minute. And I ain't never been prepared, but that's when I perform my best under pressure.
Under pressure, dog. Pressure build diamonds.
There you go. Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us, man. I'm interested in finding out a little more about you. Before we dig into the Christmas project, just tell my kin folks a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've been producing.
What's going on? How y'all doing? My name is Chris Spade. I'm out of Jackson, Mississippi. I've been doing this maybe 07, 08. Okay. Just kind of doing some stuff on my own. Nowadays I'm trying to push my own little art, my own little craft, man. It's like I got so much stuff and I just want to get it out.
I be so intrigued by like beat makers, producers, just the skill that's required to take what's in your mind and to turn it into a pattern, like intrigues me. And I feel like it's some genius type level shit. Do you feel like you have to be born with kind of like the skill to already do it and just enhance your skills, or it's definitely something you can learn from scratch?
I'm gonna say about 50-50. I'm gonna say about 50-50. You know, with enough hard work and dedication and ample time to hone a craft or a skill, you know, you're gonna be the best at it that you're gonna be.
Facts.
I believe that. Some people have. Other people who, I guess you say, being born with it, they still have to hone it. You know, they still have to work at it to get better. You know, some stuff may just be easier because you're used to it or accustomed to it. But, I mean, I believe everything you can work at, you can get better at.
I agree. What's your method, though? Are you, you come up with an idea first? Or you kind of just, like, start playing with different keys and let the vibe take you somewhere?
It kind of comes and goes. Sometimes I can sit there, sometimes in the morning when it's raining real hard, the waterfalls, they create a certain pattern. Okay. And you know, if I could pick up on it, I'd be like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna go fool with it real fast. So
You stick to mainly hip hop and R&B genre, or you can do anything?
I can do whatever pays.
I feel that.
This is what I'm doing right now, though. I guess you say R&B, hip hop. That's kind of always been a love. That's what I loved listening to growing up. The chords, the beat patterns, the 808s. They all move me a specific kind of way. I appreciate all music, though. I have no picks and chooses over what type of music, but this is the music that I love to do.
You come from a music background, family, anything?
I've been playing since I was 4, so I play keys too.
Oh, okay. So I always say that anybody that can play keys can do anything.
I think guitar players are a little bit more on a different level, you know. So, but they kind of go hand in hand. One maybe uses the right side of the brain a little bit more. One might use the left side of the brain. So it just kind of depends on how you can balance both of those. But I can't really say a musical background. My sister sings. They sleep on my sister. She has the most beautiful voice ever. I love to hear you warble. You know, like a bird. She chirp. It's so high, so pretty and pure.
Right.
But I don't think anybody else in my family, in my immediate family, does music. Now, I was fortunate in 2019 to be introduced to a cousin that I didn't know I had. He does music, but you know, so we actually have a project that we're working on, probably gonna release it in another maybe month or so, but he's a dope artist, dope MC, man. No Lies out of Michigan.
Shout out No Lies out of Michigan. Yes, sir. Who are some producers that inspired you coming up?
Manny Fresh, Timbaland,
for sure.
Missy, Ryan Leslie. I mean, it's a few others, man. A few others.
Yeah. So now we got the Christmas album, Juice City, and it's dope. And I also was thinking, do you engineer as well? Did you engineer this project? Man, that thing is crystal clear.
Appreciate it.
And the sound is so smooth, man. So you definitely did your thing on the project. What inspired you to do a Christmas project?
Man, I gotta just tell you the God honest truth.
That's what I want.
All right. I've been had a notion to do a Christmas song for maybe about 6-7 years now. I've spoke on it with a few other people here and there. Nothing really just kind of came of it. But I've always kind of wanted to do one. I was thinking about it this year, kind of loosely, and I was watching this show. I don't know if people own it. It's called Solar Opposites. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Fire little cartoon. I love it. But what happened was they did a Christmas special. And show 23 minutes, 17 minutes out of that episode, they played Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. On repeat, they drove it into the ground. And I said, I want to do something.
This song this year. So I got with my people and we started this little project, man, really, really about 3 weeks ago, honestly. Mm-hmm. And
we pushed through, we grinded through and we got it done. And the most crazy part of it is I was spending time with my daughter and she was like, Daddy, play the song with the dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, okay, so she kind of know the music a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
And then right after that, she was like, okay, Dad, I like that, but play the Christmas song. I said, which one are you talking about? She said, ooh, baby. I said, So for the rest of the weekend, I've been playing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mm-hmm.
It happened anyway.
Man, that thing, Jim, who is that? Is that you on the Saint Nick track?
No. No, that is not me. that was the father of my partner.
Okay. Okay, he was clean.
He told a joke over the phone, and I was like, I gotta have it. So I got him in the studio real quick. I think it was on a Thursday night. He came through. We did maybe about 5 or 6 tapes, and it was gold after that. I was like, you did everything I wanted you to do. I said, if they don't get it, they don't get it. But it's fun. It's fun.
For sure. And I was trying to figure out my favorite tracks from the project. It was hard to pick, though, because you came in swinging. I definitely love Work It Out. Who is that young lady?
That is Deatra Keys. She's an artist that I've been working with for the past year or so. She has a project out, an EP called Lessons in Love. It's on all platforms, streamable, downloadable. It's fire, man. It's a good project.
I'm going to have to check that out. And of course, I love how Workhorse flipped it all through the night. Beautiful, genius.
And it kind of gave like a rock feel. I got the perfect lyric.
Yeah. It got like it's also like a grunge sound, like a black rock and roll, almost, so to speak, with a little twinge of hip hop. See, I love shit like that when y'all can combine different sounds. Who came up with the concept for that?
He did. Mm-hmm. We worked it out. We talked it out a little bit together, you know, early morning conversations. Just, man, what you think? What you think about this? Maybe this should fit right there. But that was Workhorse, man. He brought life to that. He brought life to it completely. It was beautiful.
That was genius. You say y'all knocked this out, the whole project, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Is Miss Keys based out of, where's she based out of?
She's based out of Jackson, Mississippi as well.
What? We're going to have to reach out. So, yeah, I definitely want to promote this joint heavy. How's the response been to it thus far? Or have you been pushing it how you want to yet?
I've been pushing it as hard as I can. One of the guys that's on Cold Times 3, he works at a military base, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, all his people got it. Everybody over there downloaded, I heard. A lot of my people downloaded it. I'm waiting on these videos. I ain't sent me no videos yet. I ain't trying to press them, but it's supposed to be some videos coming to Secret Santa, man. That was the point. So I'm trying to see what's taking before Christmas jump off.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be super dope.
Yes, it will. It will.
So what you working on next? What you got planned for 2022?
Man, I'm gonna try to catch up with a few other artists. Me and Workhorse still got some stuff in the pot we need to consolidate and get out there to the people for y'all listening ears and pleasure. I believe I'm gonna drop a few more singles this year. I'm just working, man. I'm just working.
Oh, so you was rapping on some of those tracks?
Hmm?
Were you rapping on some of those tracks?
I did a hook on two of them.
Which one?
Me and Metro did on Fuck It Up.
Yeah.
And I did the hook on Secret Santa.
Okay. You versatile, boy.
That one got a pretty good response. I didn't know it was gonna go like it was gonna go from how I've been getting it. They was like, man, we like that. I was like, okay, well, show it.
This joint, you need to have that joint at all the Christmas parties.
And that's the plan.
It's timeless. It's timeless music. It can come around just as much as the Temptations come on during this time. You see what I'm talking about?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm here, Key to the City, we definitely gonna do our part to try to help push the record and get it out there.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Because I think it's something for everybody. I said, I think it's something for everybody.
I think so. I tried to, even with Fuck It Up. When I brought the concept to Buddy, I was like, everybody that's doing it does it. Like, this is the setup. This is how the procedure goes. We're going to see who there. They ain't talking about nothing. We're going to sneak off. We're going to get what we're going to get. And when we come back, we're going to run through everything we see. You know, so, and he really came through and embodied the full concept of what I wanted in that song. So, it was a lot of dope artists that came through for me, man. I really appreciate them 100%, 1,000%.
Shout out to everybody that had a hand in the project. So how can my audience keep up with everything you got on, follow you, like, share, comment, all that good stuff?
Right. Facebook, Chris Spade Official. Instagram, got me right there, at Chris Spade Official. Two bottom lines right there. I was trying to be different. They keep telling me I need to do more TikTok. It's not really my thing.
Wow, they tell me the same thing. I think it's a necessary evil these days. But you can do something.
I'm working.
You can do like little snippets or behind the scenes of how you put together a track or something. I don't know.
But I was having that discussion earlier. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of old school and new school at the same time. I just, you don't give off your secrets all. But I'm trying to be more transparent. I'm trying, Doc. I'm trying. It's just a work in progress.
But the crazy thing about that TikTok is the engagement is totally different from the other platforms. It's a lot of eyes. Yeah. I noticed that. But that's what's up. Key to the City, we got my kinfolk Chris Spade. Y'all make sure y'all follow him, support. I'm gonna be pumping this project, Christmas Juice City. So y'all see that dropping and jam it at your Christmas party this weekend, stream that junk, and let's have a good holiday time. Brother, we certainly appreciate you stopping through. Any last words for my kinfolk?
It's all good, man. I appreciate everybody who would been their ear to take a listen to the project. I really feel like it's something on there for everyone. I don't think I left anybody out, so check it out. Xmas Juice City, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Tidal, Pandora.
Yeah, your mama can two-step to something on everything.
Yeah, she can.
And Shay Shay Nails can twerk, so it's something for everybody on there, man. But we said,
and Christmas on Saturday, right? One of these clubs open. One of these clubs open, bro. Sure.
There you go, right there.
All right. I enjoyed this,
man. Oh yeah, yeah. We got to link up again. I definitely want you to link me with Miss Keys in the future. We got a lot coming for 2022. And hopefully, I'll be running into you in the future. We link up somewhere down the road via work or something like that. You know how I go. But
hey, I'm around.
Yes, sir. We sure appreciate you stopping through. He is the King, Chris Spade. I'm your King, folk, Keone G. This is another episode of Key to the City podcast. Peace, love, blessings. We out.
All right.